drought in the south has the cattle industry looking north. In fact, this year, for the first time, Nebraska passed Texas as the top cattle feeding state in the country.
This is the garden spot for it, to feed cattle. I'm one of the lucky ones that I found it.
Terry Van Housen feeds cattle near Stromsburg in eastern Nebraska. His feed yard has 2 miles of concrete bunks. 8,000 animals are lined up, piling on the pounds. These calves started on pastures scattered throughout the region. This is their last stop before heading for the slaughterhouse.
When the motel is full, like a feed yard or a packing plant are going full blast, that's when they make money. But if you can't keep the motel full, then that's when the profits go down.
If Nebraska's cattle motels have fewer vacancies these days, it's largely because ranchers in the southern plains have emptied out parched pastures waiting for a rainy day. Darrell Peel is a livestock marketing specialist at Oklahoma State University.
You know, western Oklahoma, the panhandle of Texas, and in fact much of West Texas and much of New Mexico are still in extremely severe drought. There's been very little relief really since the fall of 2010.
When rainstorms hit southwest Oklahoma over the Memorial Day weekend, it was the first time in 4 years rancher Cody Goodnight remembers seeing more than an inch of rain fall at once. Goodnight says it went straight into the soil.
You know, it's hard to get runoff when you got cracks in the ground that are 2 inches wide.
But one good rain can't wipe out a 4-year dry spell. Goodnight would normally run around 1,000 calves on his native prairie pastures. Over the past 4 years, he hasn't had the grass or water to graze more than half that.
There's certainly some bigger ponds that have never been dry that are dry now. You know, my dad built a lot of the ponds back in the 50s and 60s. And he'd never seen them dry.
Ponds are drying up and herds are shrinking in Oklahoma and Texas. And that's important if you ever buy steaks or hamburger to throw on the grill. Low cattle numbers are a big reason meat prices are so high. But Darrell Peel at Oklahoma State says that's been a long time coming.
The drought the last 3 years has been the last straw, if you will, of a long series of events. The U.S. beef cow herd has been downsizing for 16 of the last 18 years.
But the bottom dropped out when the drought hit Texas in 2011. Since then, the U.S. cattle herd has shrunk by 1.8 million head, or 6%. Those losses are concentrated in Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Meanwhile, northern states like Nebraska, Iowa, and the Dakotas have seen their herds grow, even though many pastures have been plowed up to raise corn. Peel says it's part of a larger structural change in the beef industry.
It favors cattle feeding in the Midwest and less so in the southern plains. It also favors less cow-calf production in the Midwest and moving the cow herd proportionately back to the central plains and the western part of the U.S.
Peel says even after the grass is green again in Texas, Nebraska is likely to hold on to the cattle feeding crown it gained this year. So why are more cattle heading north for supper? A feed truck rolls by, dumping feed into the bunks at the Van Housen feedlot in Nebraska. They mix 22 loads a day, nearly 200 tons of feed, and it's what's in that feed that gives Nebraska an edge.
Come right out of the plant.
Terry Van Housen takes me to the feed pit to show me a fresh pile of wet distiller's grain, corn that's been run through a nearby ethanol plant. I pick up a dull yellow clump, and it's moist and still warm.
You can eat it if you want, but it's awful bitter.
It kind of sticks together.
Yeah. You can throw that glob on the fender of your car and it'll still be there when you get to Lincoln.
These leftovers of corn ethanol production are the key to Nebraska's new position at the front of the cattle feeding industry. Ethanol plants consume huge amounts of corn, but they also put out distiller's grains that can be used as inexpensive feed.
So that's a big deal. See, a lot of this stuff, if you fed in Texas, it'd have to come from here.
And as Van Housen says, it's cheaper to take the cattle to the feed than take the feed to the cattle. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media,